Char Rogers.
Hi, Char.
Good morning.
So you had a good weekend.
Yeah. I feel like I got a lot accomplished anyway. It got cold here yesterday in Phoenix.
Oh, did it?
Oh, amazing. Yeah, it was just in the 70s, which it was 101 on Friday.
30 degrees is a big difference.
Yeah, and then Sunday was 93. I mean, Saturday was 93. And then yesterday afternoon, it just blew in. It got real windy. Well, it was windy Saturday, too, which made it actually kind of nice out, even though it got into the low 90s, you know. But, wow, I went to meet a friend. I went and got some tennis shoes. And later in the day, like, I don't know, 3 o'clock. Good thing I put jeans on because it got really chilly after that. Had to go and have a cup of coffee. Good excuse.
Yeah, I know.
Something warm. Hi,
Scotty.
Has arrived.
I got past it yesterday with no cup of coffee, which is good for me on Sundays, because not always, but most of the time. Lately, I had been having one cup on Sunday,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I felt good about that.
That's very good.
And
yeah.
Sitting with somebody else that was drinking it on top of it, but
that's very good.
It was a great appointment with somebody I'd wanted to get with from the time Denny first met her in Aldi's. He met her in Aldi's. He was trying to help her out because somebody was being really, really rude to her. And that started it, and then the same day he ran into her and her husband in another store, both of us, and he introduced me. And then we kept going back to go through her line when we were in the store, which we frequented on Sundays. And anyway, it got to be just a little bit of interaction every single time. And I kept feeling like, because there were so many connectors that we had uncovered in those few minutes that we would talk each week, I mean, very few, because she's very busy in checking people out, and there's always a line in there. I finally just called her and I said, I just feel really guilty about leaving here. And she says, well, we're leaving too. And then I knew that it may be the last time we'd ever see each other across paths. They were going to Pennsylvania, moving, and we were, of course, just going back to Oregon. So anyway, we got together. It was 95% relationship.
Anita
has arrived.
I know we've got a couple of other people that have just come in. I heard Onita, and I think the other one was maybe Dottie.
Yep, that was
okay,
me.
I got it right. I only heard part of it.
Hello.
I was just going on about our casual meeting turning into what I know now will be a much longer friendship, or I feel quite certain about it, because they are making a trip, as it turns out, to Portland in August for a birthday party, because his family is all there, or most of it anyway. And as it would be, they're only 10 minutes from our house, and we were invited to the birthday party already for his brother-in-law, I think it is. Anyway, or maybe it's brother. Anyhow, whichever. Which was really as I thought back afterwards, I thought, this is really, really kind of strange. The first time we sat down with them, they're coming clear across the United States into Oregon, and then we get invited to a family birthday party, and they had, one of the cliques at the beginning had been that they had, they loved Coos Bay. They had lived in Coos Bay for a period of time. So they'd kind of been all over. He is totally satisfied with where he is. Totally. In fact, that's the reason for the move. He's moving up the ladder. So Denny never talked, any business with him, and I talked partial business with her, like I said, about 5% of the time, and then handed her three DVDs and one DVD, which I numbered, and I said, there's no need to go further after number one. If this is not the right time, other than if you just want the information for a later time, or that you might know of someone. That's the way I left it. And then I said the very last one is a complete overview, and this happens to be the person that introduced us to Nikan. So that was kind of a little different than I would normally do, but because she's packing and doing all this stuff, I know she's trying to get through it this week before we leave, what she's going to do with them. And she is one that I did not know until we sat down, was working two jobs just out of to avoid boredom, because her husband's very active with what he does. He's got a very responsible
system.
Mm-hmm.
And so she just, you know, was just something she said, I can't stand to not be doing.
Has arrived.
No.
Somebody just came in. Didn't catch the name.
Maybe that's what happens when you just hit pound.
Okay, that could be.
Stu.
Has arrived.
It turned out to be, I'm on business, guys, right, for just a moment here. It turned out to be a very unique situation, but one that I'm looking forward to follow through on and see them, you know, repeatedly in the future. Timing doesn't, as Jeannie knows, timing doesn't have to be that first time you meet somebody.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's what you had done with me. You had mailed me. At that time was video. And you said, watch this one first, and then, you know, whatever. So from a distance, too, you know.
Right.
Now, Char, did you ask her to send them back to you, or just were you going to meet them? Or, I mean, did she ask, you know, when do you want these back? Or, cause that's
she offered right away. She says, I'll get these back to you. Sometimes, I mean, if they don't, yes, because I want to place value on them. But no, she offered immediately. She says, oh, I will get these back to you. And so I didn't need to say anything down that. You know, no two times are exactly alike. And so I just look at this appointment as the majority of it was building the relationship, very different than the one you and I did, Dottie, where I was pushing to get the answers I wanted to hear from Luann when we were together. That was just a cold turkey thing that had not been, Denny had cultivated it a little bit because he'd stopped and seen her a couple of times in Walmart, but nothing like the relationship, that the tie I felt I had with Vicky at the other store. And by the way, we did go back to Luann last night, and Denny chatted with her a while. She was very busy. She had gone through, she had gotten the DVDs on Saturday because we were tied up and just, I just didn't get them to her earlier in the week. And I ended up mailing them, and she went through them, and her comment to Denny was she was confused. And I think it was, again, no introduction to network marketing. And by the way, when I asked Vicky if she had ever done anything like this, or had ever been approached or done anything with network marketing, she says, oh, no, kind of like that, like. And I didn't even ask what her feelings were because everything else was going so positive, I just let it go. I will ask her later and say, you know, that first time I asked you, had you ever done network marketing, it felt like it was not a really positive, like, I don't know whether she thought it was beneath her, or maybe it was just the way I reacted to it. You know, sometimes you don't hear things quite right either. So I will not jump to conclusions, but that was my first flat when I heard the tone in her voice. So anyway, now to get on to the subject that we're here for, comments, questions, what's happened over the weekend? Who'd like to share something?
Well, I'd like to just share nothing, well, something about what we did over the weekend maybe, but my main thing is to tell you I'm walking the path that I fell and broke my ankle. Today's my first day out, so I'm happy about that.
I guess so.
That's great.
So if the noise on the street bothers anybody, please tell me and I'll put you on mute.
Okay. Well, I'm not hearing anything right now. I will tell you also, I got back into my exercise routine, so...
I know, it's kind of hard to have company, I know, trying to get fit things in and everything, you know?
Yeah, it is. It's a challenge. It's always a challenge when we... when we're active and we're busy and we're doing lots, and that's most people's lives in this country at this time.
Yeah.
Why, I hate doing it too late in the morning. It's like, this is too late for me. I like to do it before all the noise and all the hustle, you know, starts, you know, and the phones ring.
Well, I've always been that same way, Dottie. I'm going to rethink it a little bit after going through this info on the doctors and Dr. Oz, that that either it will be split into two parts or there will be some later in the day for the benefits that they're alluding to on just having part of it after one of your larger meals. As being really, really, really good for your system. So,
well, in talk to you, I mean, we walked after, I mean, I wouldn't have walked after a big, you know, after the meal we had the way that they did at talk to you, because I always thought your body needed to digest that food first, but it takes 20 minutes for it really to digest and everything, or to stop digesting, so it makes sense to go walking or doing some activity after you eat.
Yeah, they were very, very smart on that subject when I was listening to more of the research on it that they alluded to on the programs that I've been reviewing. So anyway, that's definitely going to be a more serious thought on my part, and easy, very easy to incorporate, and especially when we're traveling, because we can come right out of the restaurant and start, you know, doing something, moving, instead
right.
of going into. And the other thing that it definitely avoided was that low that you get after you've had a larger meal, where you get to feeling drowsy, et cetera, you know.
Right. You want to take a nap, and that's
yeah.
not a good thing, you know. Well, I mean, did you share on the call about our walk at 11:30 at night?
Some of them did, I'm sure.
No. Did you share with the people on the call about that? Remember the night? Well, we ate really late. I think this was the latest we've ever eaten. It was probably around 11 o'clock, wasn't it? Like 10:30, something like that. We were eating at dinner.
10:30, I think, is when we finished.
Yeah.
And then
we both of us looked at each other and we said, "Oh, we gotta walk. We just feel so yucky, you know." So we went out for a walk in Fort Lauderdale, and my husband followed us with the car, so we were able to have more visibility with the lights. And I carried the Mag Creator in my hand, so that just in case anybody attacks us. So, but we did really good time. We did 2 miles in under a half an hour, wasn't it, Scott?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
it was.
Great.
And me with my broken ankle, I mean, I can't believe I walked that fast. So, we did good.
It was very refreshing because it was cool at that time of the night, and it was nice. So, any special food that anyone did over the weekend? Or new or different or something you've revisited?
Oh, I made a new one last night. And it was very good. It's a rice. I'm going to get it right here. It's called brown rice puleo, P-U-L-A-O, which is a popular Indian dish, usually made with white rice, but here more nutritious brown rice is used. And it's from the Little Sprouts magazine. It was very good, and the spices were really different, and it's pretty easy. It made enough to serve 8 to 10. So we do have leftovers, which is kind of nice. And it's I use the brown basmati rice. And the spices are cumin seeds, whole cloves, cardamom pods, which I didn't find those, so I have ground cardamom that I used, and two bay leaves and a cinnamon stick. And you put a little bit of oil or vegetable broth or something, and you put the all those spices in there, and you stir them for a few minutes over a medium heat. And I use the big Neken Dutch oven.
Okay, you put in how much water, or what did you
use? I just used, well, I used a little bit of olive oil, and I used a little bit of vegetable broth. It says 3 tablespoons of olive oil or avocado oil.
Okay.
And what you're going to do is you're going to kind of toast the spices. So you put the spices in, which are the tablespoon of cumin seeds, 10 whole cloves, 5 cardamom pods, C-A-R-D-A-M-O-M pods, and I just have ground cardamom, so I thought, well, I don't know how big a pod is, but this looks like about enough. I think it was about a teaspoon I used of ground cardamom. Happened to have that in my spices. 2 bay leaves and 1 cinnamon stick. Actually had a cinnamon stick, too. It's kind of neat.
And what was the first 2? Cumin. And how much?
One tablespoon of cumin seeds.
Okay, 1 tablespoon.
And 10 whole cloves.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And then you over medium heat, you put in your oil and add the spices and stir for a few minutes. Don't burn them, so you want to stir them around. And then the rice, it's 2 cups of brown basmati rice. And it says to wash the rice in a strainer and set it aside, you know, before you do the spices. So I just rinsed it and set it aside, and then add the rice to the spices and stir about 8 minutes. And then you're going to use 4 cups of water, and you very carefully add the water to the rice because it's going to pop and splash to the rice mixture, and then bring it to a boil, and then reduce the heat to medium, cover it, and cook 45 to 55 minutes. So you're just cooking the spices with the rice. And then this called for 2 cups of frozen vegetable medley, corn, carrots, peas, and I happen to have a bunch of stuff in the freezer that I buy them like from time to time. Sometimes it's nice and quick, you know. And so I used more than 2 cups. I used a bag of. It actually had this one. This says corn, carrots, and peas. The one I had broccoli, yellow squash. I think it had carrots too, and then I had some frozen corn in another bag. I put all of that in there. I used more. I figured, you know what, probably need more vegetables. And you could probably use fresh vegetables, too, if you had them already. Anyway, 2 cups, and stir that into the rice. After the rice is done, stir the vegetables into the rice, turn the heat to medium-low, and then you stir in 1/4 cup to 1/2 cup of raisins. And you can put a little bit of salt if you want to, which I did not. And then you remove the large spices before serving it. It was just really, really good. The spice, if you like those spices, delicious. And Sundays is kind of a busy day, and, you know, we're kind of wanting to do something in a hurry. And then I had a little bit of broccoli and some asparagus that I just steamed on the side. So I served that as a side thing.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it's very, very good. I really liked it. And you could put, you know, if you wanted to add a little zing to it, you could put crushed red pepper, you know what I mean, that kind of stuff. But it was good. At first I told Ricky, I said, do you think we need more salt in here, whatever. He goes, I like it just like it is. So, and I don't think I actually put any salt, so. It says a pinch of salt is optional. And then per serving, it says 258 calories, 21% fat calories. No, wait. Oh, 6 grams of fat, 12 milligrams of cholesterol, 5 grams of protein, 47 grams of carbs, 6 grams of fiber, and 31 milligrams of sodium. So, but I had starred this the other day, and I put on my list, I had to buy raisins and cardamom pods. Have you ever had cardamom?
Yeah, I was going to say, what do they look like? I wouldn't even know what they look like.
Well, you know what? The first time I ever saw them was up in Michigan when Ricky and I visited his family. And they make Turkish coffee. And in the Turkish coffee, they put this bean. It looks like a bean kind of thing. And the flavor was so good. I said, what is that? And they said it was cardamom. They called it, I can't remember how they called it. It was like hops or something, hops or, can't remember now. But and you break it open. I'm thinking it's kind of like a vanilla bean, but not long like that. But you break it open, and it has these little baby seeds in there.
Now, how big are the seeds? Because I'm thinking that's what I picked up that were green seeds, and they looked so good that even before I knew what I was going to do with them, I'm looking in my cupboard, and they're not up here, so they must have gotten moved in and out with the motor coach stuff. Are they mustard seeds, are they?
No, they're like a coffee bean size.
Right.
Maybe a little thinner, not as round.
Pointed on the ends?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly, I was sure that's what they were. And mine were green and raw looking.
Okay.
They were dried, I know, but they weren't fresh, but they were, they definitely looked like they had not been roasted or anything.
Yeah. And it says on the jar, I have a jar of Guatemalan cardamom, ground cardamom. And it says, they mixed it with like hamburger or Swedish meatballs or chicken and rice dishes. And then it says for a warm and flavorful drink, add ground cardamom to espresso and coffee.
Mm.
And there's a recipe on the back for a cardamom pound cake with orange glaze. So, it's an aromatic pungent, and aromatic cardamom has a fresh, sweet, flowery taste that is reminiscent of ginger and lemon, used to add distinctive flavor to both sweet and savory dishes. For that added touch, blend with flour when making pie crust or add to fruit when making apple and pumpkin pies. Adds delightful flavor to fruit punch, fruit salads, cake batters, and puddings. So it definitely has a distinct, but I was like, this is so delicious. So,
now,
very, very pungent.
That phone newsletter that you got, do you get it by email?
Oh. What newsletter was that?
No. You said that the recipe that you just gave out.
Now, this came from, at Sprouts, they have a free magazine. It's called the Sprouts Magazine.
Oh, okay. So it's not something you can get online then?
I don't think so. I could, this is a small little thing, I could probably scan it or type it out and send it if you want me to.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I have an Indian friend, I'd love to make that and invite her over.
Oh, yeah.
Now, basically it was all rice and vegetables then, right?
Yeah, that's it, and then the spices.
And it wasn't too hot.
Right, and it's not... This is not a hot dish unless you add something to make it hot. So it's not as spicy, but you could, as I say, you could add, if you wanted to make it a spicier thing, then you could. I'm sure those Indian chilies they have some kind of spicy thing in Indian food, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, did you have anything with it, or did you just have that?
Well, we did. I just did steamed vegetables on the side.
Okay.
You could have their bread. They have
the bread Indian.
I love that.
Naam? I think it's N-A-M.
Yeah, Naam or Naam.
Naam. Sam or something like that. I found it at Trader Joe's. It was in the frozen department. I figured I'd try it. It wasn't bad. It wasn't as good as the fresh, but it wasn't bad at all. Good.
Yeah. Or we, a lot of times we have pita, like whole wheat pitas or something like that. The sprouted pitas that we get, those are also usually frozen.
Yep.
So that would be good with it. Yeah, but
if you could set that down, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. I will.
I made the potato soup, the Dutch potato soup from Tartu. For the second time, I doubled the recipe this time. I'm going to add, we just had it that way the other night, but I'm going to throw some frozen corn the next time we have it and see if, you know, how that tastes. Because I love the taste of that soup. It's so good.
That's
it is really, 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 really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hearty and filling and
I picked up something interesting. That sounds really good, Jeannie. Thank you. And the cardamom seeds, I know that the flavor is excellent in that spice because it's used in a lot of European baking also. Very, very much enhances fruits and things like that also. So I'm anxious to. I've used a fair amount of it in the past, but I've never used it in the seeds. Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. How many seeds do you think were in a pod? What would you guess? I don't know how long the pod is, so that's why I was asking.
I really don't remember. You know, they had bought them in the pods, and they kept them in the freezer.
Oh, okay.
I remember that, and she had given me some. Oh, it was so long ago. I'm sure I've gotten rid of them. Hopefully, I have. That was so long ago. I don't know. I'm going to see if I can't find some.
Okay, because I'm just wondering how, you know, if they're like 4 inches long or 6 or 8 inches long, it'd make a difference in how many seeds that you would want to use in it.
No, I think they're just like...
Like a bean?
Like the coffee bean size. I think that's the seed. And then you can break that open.
How long do you think the pod was if you saw the pod, like 6, 8 inches or 3 or 4 inches long, you know?
Yeah, I didn't see that part of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just saw the...
I was wondering.
Yeah, just a little... The
seeds.
The seeds, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So now it's making me think. I'm like, oh, dear, I have to...
Yeah, the vanilla bean pod is pretty long.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know how long a coffee bean pod is. I've never seen a coffee bean pod, so I don't know how long that is either.
I'm going to look it up.
There you go.
I'm curious right now. I'll let you know.
Back to Google, huh?
Yes.
Shara, I've got a question about the bean pod that we bought, you know, at that Asian market, the long strips. Do you remember?
Okay. Bean or seaweed?
No, bean. They were the bean. B-E-A-N, bean. They were like long. It looked like a rainbow, not a rainbow, but it looked like taffy would be around and around. But I mean, it's not like that. But it's hard. But it says bean curd, I think, on the package.
Oh, and bean curd. Okay, nice. Okay. All right. Yes.
You know, it was kind of. It looked almost like taffy, but it was firm. I mean, it was crispy. So
right. That is just soybean. All that is dried soybean.
Okay, what would you put it in?
You put it in water and soak it up, and it all mushes up, and then you form it into whatever form you want to form it into.
Oh, okay, so that makes like a patty or a loaf or...
Right.
On that, I just told
you. Right. And you put seasoning in with the flavor that you want it to have.
Okay.
You could Google on the internet also and just go to dried soybean for ideas, recipes.
Right.
There's probably better wordage, but dried soybean. I can't even think what's behind it.
Yeah. I mean, for some reason, I thought you broke it up into, like, crumbling and threw it into something. No.
Well, they usually pre-work it into it, so it's got seasonings in it.
Okay.
And then you use it. Normally, that's the way they use it.
Okay. All right. I know. I've got the package, and I'm like, what the heck was I going to buy? What did I buy this for? What did I use it for, you know?
Way is really good on that. When she comes on the line one of the times, we'll nail her and get her to go through that again.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be great.
She uses it a lot, so.
Okay.
I mean, not every day, but just, you know, it's a common food.
Okay, I got a picture.
Okay.
Full size. Let me look at it. Cardamom pods in a wooden... Okay. And they were saying that the green are the ones that are the most popular in India.
Okay, that's what I've got. Mine are definitely green.
Okay, so they look to be... the pod is actually... I'm bringing it up bigger. Okay. It looks... it's not that long. One of them looks to be maybe an inch long here.
Oh, okay.
But they're shorter.
Okay,
and they're saying that
the seeds I got, you wouldn't get more than two or three seeds in one pod.
Yeah, they say that the seeds are teeny on the inside and very intense flavor. The outside of the pod has very minimal flavor. So if you used the pod on the outside.
I wouldn't call these seeds tiny. I mean, they're not like a mustard seed, that's for sure.
No, I don't think they're that small. It said, let's see if I can go back to the...
Mine were like probably a quarter of an inch long.
Oh, I was looking on Pinzi spices.
Which would be the same as a coffee bean size.
Right, yeah.
Similar to that, actually, maybe even a little thinner and a little longer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe there's only one seed in a pod.
Well, it's in India, where both green and black cardamom are used, it's an important ingredient in meat and vegetable dishes. Parts of the Middle East, the seeds are mixed with green coffee beans before brewing.
Huh.
I see. Cardamom is a pod consisting of an outer shell with little flavor and tiny inner seeds with intense flavor. Fancy white and green pods have no splits or cracks in the shell, so the flavor keeps well. Stored in a glass jar, cardamom pods will stay fresh indefinitely. Shelled or decorticated cardamom seeds are inexpensive and flavorful, but sometimes need to be crushed or ground before use. Okay, so you can get the seeds outside of the pod, too. Maybe what I'm thinking is I saw the seeds outside the pod. Okay, I have to look a little further.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
You're working with those. I was in the Asian market yesterday and picked up one of those huge fruits that I see why they're put in a net bag, because there's no way you could possibly handle them. The outside is so prickly, it probably weighs, 3-4 pounds. And they are... I mean, they would be dangerous, the outside of them, because they could definitely puncture something very easily. And I wanted to know how they did it. Actually, I saw it on one of the programs that I was rerunning and taping, and it was one of the most highly nutrient-packed foods, and I can't remember what it was for, but the name of it is D-U-R-I-A-N, something like that, Duran. I don't have that in front of me. I'm not well prepared this morning for what I wanted to talk about. That was not what I wanted to talk about. But since we were on unusual things and trying to figure them out, I came out with it. And they said this on the program. If you can get past the smell of it, it smells rotten when you open it up. It is the strangest thing. I will take pictures when I cut this one open. She actually gave us a sample of it, cut one piece off, and gave us a sample. She said, very good for you. And so I thought, well, we'll just work on incorporating another thing that's new to us. So anyway, that'll be an experience for this week.
Oh, yeah.
One that I did use that's real simple, and I know Onita will like this one, okra, because I think you raise okra, don't you, Onita?
Try to, anyway.
Try to. Okay. Well, I haven't tried to raise it.
Oh, yeah.
Does it take a long growing season?
Not really. I usually plant it about now. And, yeah, it does. It grows for quite a while. It usually has pods on up until frost, so.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll have to give it a try then. I don't know why I haven't, because this was so simple. The comment was it really shouldn't even be listed as a recipe because it's so easy to do. And it started with, I started with a half pound of small whole okra per person. I only had a half a pound, so we were just, it's all the bigger this container was. And the ingredients are salt to taste, pepper to taste, and olive oil spray. So all you do is, I washed it. I didn't even cut ends off because everything looked fresh on it. I laid them on a, in a glass baking dish that was sprayed lightly with spray olive oil. And I preheated the oven to 450, and then I put, after I laid the okra in, then I sprayed the top of the okra lightly with the olive oil spray again, and put them in, set the timer for 5-minute intervals for 15 minutes, so it would ring, and stirred them every 5 minutes. And they were really good, and what it avoided was, as the article said, slime. The issue of slime, because the outside actually, I think I probably let mine go closer to 20 minutes. Maybe my oven isn't quite as hot at that temperature. I'm not sure. But anyway, the outside is actually quite crispy, or slightly crispy, not quite, but slightly crispy and a little bit browned. And they were really, I thought, really, really good. Of course, I like the flavor of okra. When you bite into it, I cut it. They're a little chewy and a little tough to cut through with a fork. Use a knife instead. I was just really, really pleased. And I know that they have, it's another vegetable that isn't generally used except maybe in gumbos. That's what I always thought of when I thought of okra. Or fried, which I don't do that either at home. Once in a while, order it out when we hit Cracker Barrel, and that's about it. But I actually like the flavor of it done this way much, much better than what I'd had at Cracker Barrel. So now I've got a new way of using it and a way of satisfying my taste buds for okra.
I was going to say, it sounds like you could just pick it up and eat it like finger food.
I didn't try it cold. I've got a couple of them left. I will try it cold, and I'll see how I like it that way, or maybe just back at 2-room temperature. But definitely, do you know the food value in it?
No, I thought it had quite a bit, but I'm not sure what all it has.
What it's famous for. Okay, that's what I was after. Okay, one other thing I picked up that I thought was interesting when I was rerunning doctor shows. Denny actually even wanted to sit down and watch one of them last night, which he did, is three spices that can raise your metabolism by 20 to 25%. And those are ginger, mustard, and cayenne. So they suggested that they be used as part of our regular regime and the darker mustard is better than the light mustard. So however you're using them, they said spice up your food. It's good for you. It raises your metabolism by 20 to 25%, and that stays up for approximately 3 hours.
Wow.
I thought that was really fun to know.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. And so anyway, why the Indian people are so thin? Might be part of the secret there, huh?
Maybe so.
Okay, I've got a really short, short food rule. It's rule number 10. Avoid foods that are pretending to be something they are not. Imitation butter, also known as margarine, is the classic example. To make something like non-fat cream cheese that contains neither cream nor cheese,
requires an extreme degree of processing, such products should be labeled as imitations and avoided. The same rule applies to soy-based mock meats, artificial sweeteners, and fake fats and starches. Now, the one disclaimer I'm going to give at the end of that is, in the store, yes, the fake soy meats are to be used as transitional food. Is
transitional,
what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Till you get to where you are using your own things out of your kitchen. When you use or make a what you want to call a fake meat, or use tempeh or tofu or something to bake it to get a different chewiness, or mushrooms to get chewiness in your food, that's not considered fake. You know what's going into it, and it's not being overly processed when you start that way. So that's one disclaimer I will make when we talk about replacing meats with something that might give the texture of a meat or even give some flavor of a meat, because you've used seasonings that will give that that taste treat to your taste buds, or I'm going to say to other people's taste buds, because I don't really look at it that way any longer. I'm not tempted by looking at a piece of steak, a plate of seafood, or any of that. That does not hold any interest for me. Now, if you talk about dark chocolate, maybe. Maybe yes. But on these other ones, you know, no. So, anyway, any last-minute comments? We're already over a little. Oh, maybe my clock's a little bit fast, but now it's right close.
On okra, okra is an excellent source of fiber and folate.
Folate, okay. I've got to give one last tidbit here. Folate, because it was at the top of my page, and I'll forget it. Folic acid, okay, which is fortified in our cereals, because they were concerned that we were not getting enough folic acid, is necessary, especially for pregnant and nursing mothers, in higher amounts than the average person needs. Well, one of the programs came out with a blurb that said, research has shown that folic acid is working to the opposite. We're getting more than we need. And what happened was, when they started, the year they started fortifying foods with folic acid, the rate of colon cancer started increasing. And it's increased evidently ever since. And so that is another reason why they really, really emphasize to us whole grain cereals that we make ourselves, not out of a box or a package from the grocery store. Fortified is not the same as nature has put them together. And so the convenience of taking a cardboard box home with cereal in it, I'm going to say, don't go there, guys. One, you're spending about 10 times more than you would on whole grains, and it's not doing your body good, like maybe some people are thinking, because it says fortified. So, that was my education for the weekend, and I'm excited to pass on to you whatever I find. Do your own homework and your own research on it. Make sure you check who has what to gain by what they're saying when they deliver the message to you. Mm-hmm. And we'll all be on the same page.
Yes.
Thank you
for the reminder. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have a great Monday.
One quick question. Has anybody heard from Nancy recently?
No. I haven't talked to her in the last few days, no. Thank you for the reminder. I'll give her a call as soon as I'm off. Talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, sir. Bye-bye.